When the six children arrived in Candyland and climbed down the sour gummy tree, the first thing they noticed was that everything was made of frozen treats as cold as ice. And someone had been standing there waiting for them. It was Prince Popsicle! And he was surrounded by a whole company of his soldiers. And he said, "I can see that my calculations were correct, Prince Luke. I had a feeling you'd go back and get Princess Nora, Princess Evelyn, and Prince Elijah. Ah, but who are these other two children with you? I don't recognize them." And Luke said, "That's my cousin Jack and my other cousin Joey. And they're with us. You're not going to touch them or us. You're going to leave us alone, Prince Popsicle. You're also going to leave Candyland right now." And Prince Popsicle just said, "That is quite a funny sense of humor you have there, Prince Luke. But I don't think you understand who truly rules this world." And then Nora said, "Well, we don't think you rule it. We're going to take Candyland back just like we've always done, right, guys?" And the other kids said, "Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we sure are." And so they all jumped off the tree, and luckily, Elijah had remembered something from the days when Lord Licorice used to rule Candyland. He remembered Lord Licorice's cane. That's right. When they defeated Lord Licorice, the one thing he left behind was his cane. Well, Elijah had kept that magical cane with him this whole time, and he just happened to have it with him that very day. So Elijah said, "I don't think so, Prince Popsicle. This isn't your land to rule. This land belongs to the people of Candyland. You're going to leave them alone and find some other place to terrorize." And then he took out that cane and pointed it at Prince Popsicle and shot a bolt of magic right at him. But as fast as Elijah pulled out that cane, Prince Popsicle took out a giant ice cream bowl and he blocked it. And then he walked up to Elijah and snatched that cane right out of his hands and said, "I'll take this. Thank you very much. Do you really think you're as powerful as Lord Licorice was? Do you realize he was my brother?" "That's right." And all the kids were like, "Oh no, it's Lord Licorice's brother. You may not realize that I'm even more powerful than my brother was. I heard what you did to him, children, and how you turned him into licorice. And you will find you cannot do the same with me. I am far too powerful for that." And then out of nowhere, Prince Popsicle pulled out a huge bowl of ice cream toppings like peanuts and chocolate chips and cookie dough and more. And he started throwing it all at the children. But these weren't just any toppings. These were magical toppings in which everyone's touched the children, that's what they would turn into. So he threw a bunch of sprinkles at Luke and he dodged, and he threw a bunch of peanuts at Evelyn, but she ducked. And then he turned around to look at his Popsicle soldiers and said, "What are you waiting for?
Seize them, you fools!
I want each of them alive. I have plans for these children." And so the Popsicle soldiers went and snatched the children and threw them into a giant wagon that looked like a huge carton of ice cream. And then they carried them all the way back to Prince Popsicle's palace and they threw them into a cold, frozen jail cell. Oh no, what were they gonna do now? And remember, for Jack and Joey, this was their first time ever even being in Candyland. This was all new to them. They couldn't even believe it was going on here. And the kids were all really scared and didn't know what to do when suddenly Joey said, "It's okay, guys, don't worry. Look, I have an idea. What if we just put our hands on these bars and just melt them? After all, these jail bars just look like they're made of giant popsicles." And turned out, Prince Popsicle didn't plan the jail very well because they were just popsicles. All they had to do was hold on to those popsicles, and in just a couple of minutes, those bars melted right away. Huh! The six kids tiptoed slowly past the sleeping guard and crept out of the jail. And just as they were about to make a break for it and run right back into the frozen candy cane forest, Luke felt someone's hand firmly grab his arm as a voice whispered in his ear, "You're not going anywhere."
But that's a story for another day.